Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome! Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Marks and Reese show on a Thursday as we get ready for the Eagles and the Buccaneers. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. And Ike,
how about you, boy?
We have people headed down to Tampa already ahead of the hurricane.
Smart.
Yeah, so there's already probably a couple hundred, if not thousands, of Eagles fans that are touching down in Tampa today. Mm. More leave tomorrow, and then I will be taking off on Saturday morning early to head down.
Just getting a quick power 36 in, huh?
Yeah, man.
36 hours. That's
it.
That's all you need.
Then I'm coming back Sunday night, too.
Yeah, right.
Go down, have Saturday night, and then wake up, go over to, is it Raymond James Field? Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Bang, take over that place, Eagles win, and I'll be home.
Headed back.
There you go. I'll be back on Monday, live from Chickies and Pizza, as we do our player show, Brandon Graham, Players Lounge, with Ike Reese, and our regular Marks and Reese show. You know, we'll get into the game more coming up, but have you noticed that kind of the trend? It's amazing because you have politics, you have CNN, you have Fox News, and you have MSNBC, and then in sports you have FS1 and you have really ESPN. There's not another NBC Sports Network hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot, or really those are the two sports networks as far as sports. But I feel like the football has never been more involved in the CNNs and the Fox News networks, Fox News channel, than ever before. Football has become, in a sense, almost politics in general, right? Like Colin Kaepernick and the anthem stuff, and certain people feel like this and other sides feel like that.
Right.
And then every week you get the ratings report, and people are talking about the ratings. And it seems like that there's a lot of people out there trying to advance the agenda that people aren't watching football anymore. Right? And the game is bad, and the helmet rule, and
Right.
And I feel like the sport's better, and I like the NFL now more than I really ever have.
Yeah, I don't know if the game has been bigger than it is right now. Right? I don't know if the game globally, whether you want to look at domestically, it is as big as it's ever been, and it's still growing. And I don't measure everything by viewership. You know, I know everybody likes to measure things by ratings. Here's how I get a feel for it. How many people look forward to the football season? Any aspect of football, whether it's the regular season, preseason, postseason, free agency, the draft, it does not matter. OTAs, it is news. It is major news, and people are interested in it.
Yep.
It's nonstop. And now it has far surpassed just being catered to a certain gender.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I don't know if the game has been ever bigger with women than it is now. Everybody plays fantasy football, which has helped grow the sport. Just through sheer knowledge of the league.
Yeah, you know everybody.
Playing fantasy football.
At least the skill guys.
Yes. Well, no one cares about O-linemen and D-linemen. I mean,
well, especially O-linemen.
Yeah, so the casual sports fan is certainly not going to care about that. But it's grown through that. And now that legalized gambling is soon to be in just about every state over the next 5 years, the game's just going to get bigger.
You know, that's actually a point I hadn't even thought of.
The game's just going to get bigger.
More people will watch more. It's fantasy football changed. And I think when you saw the NFL reach those levels that no one thought they were going to get to, and now it's kind of went down and plateaued a little bit, a lot of that has to do with fantasy football. Because you're watching the game because you know that you have players going in it. You're trying to see if you're winning, or it just gets you more involved naturally. And you're right, gambling's going to do the exact same thing.
The greatest thing they created was the red zone.
For those, it's the best.
For those who just love playing fantasy football, they can keep up with their scores with their players by looking at the red zone. That's how they can do it. And so I think that plays into viewership when you're talking about ratings and this and that and the other. So
is that the best sports invention of this generation, Red Zone?
Oh, yeah.
Put it up on Twitter, Ben.
I love to hear anything that would top the Red Zone.
Best sports invention of the generation, man, right?
Yes.
Is there anything better? And we say this all the time. When the Eagles have the bye week or they're playing Monday night or Sunday night, that's 7 hours of Red Zone.
Anytime they aren't playing on Sunday, Monday, Sunday night, or a Thursday game, right? It's what we're looking forward to.
It's all Red Zone.
Red Zone day.
And for everybody that says, like, oh, the ratings, like the president's waiting for the ratings to come out because he's got an agenda against the NFL because they won't listen to him or they won't do what he wants them to do, which is the anthem stuff. Mm-hmm. So now he has an agenda against the NFL, and that's fine. But he's waiting for, the Sunday night game, down 10%. See? Mm-hmm. They're in big trouble. But is the NFL in big trouble?
No.
I watch more in the, I can't say this about anything else. I watch more football than I've ever watched, and I can't say that about anything else on TV. I watch less network television than ever before, those type of sitcoms. I watch less just TV in general. Mm-hmm. I don't have time. You know, and I watch less of it on a TV. I never watch it live, by the way. The only thing I watch live is sports.
Right.
But just think walking outside in like late September. And it's the first day, it's a Saturday or a Sunday, it's the first day that there's that kind of that bite. It's like 50 degrees, maybe 49 mm-hmm. degrees. And it's like, feels like football weather out
football
there.
Football weather, yeah.
There's no better feel than walking outside on a Sunday and the smell of an autumn day, an early autumn day.
Yeah. I think it's what the country has really sort of morphed into, a football country.
Yeah.
Just has. I mean, that's to me the number one sport. It's the number one thing that most shows will talk about. It gets more coverage than any of the other sports. Now, the NBA is making a nice push. They've jumped into the second spot, in my opinion.
They have. Oh, definitely.
They have the most recognizable athletes. You know, obviously, their biggest stars are big, right? So
global stars.
You can recognize them. They're global, and that's helped grow their brand. They've also become a league that is a 365-day a year league.
They followed the NFL's template, right?
Yes. So their offseason has become interesting. And they benefit from having an offseason in the summertime where there's downtime. Where there's downtime in the summer. Because they don't benefit from starting their season. They start their season in the middle of the NFL.
It's a sleepy start.
Yes, exactly.
Even here with the Sixers, we're not really, really paying attention until January and this year
Christmas
February.
Day. Most people look at it like Christmas Day is the first day the NBA starts.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Sixers will be on Christmas Day this time.
I believe it's the first time they're on network TV.
Yep.
Is on Christmas Day.
Yep.
You know, you may as well just start the season in January. Would anybody be upset at that?
No, not in this town.
Well, nowhere. You cut the season down to 50 games.
LA, they would want
LeBron early.
Yeah, because they don't really have a football team out there. Don't give me the Rams or the Chargers. They're not paying attention.
They got the Rams out there.
They do have the Rams.
They got the Rams out there.
The Chargers they have like 10,000 people of their own fans coming to these games.
Yeah, Chargers are going back to San Diego.
Oh, that'd be nice. I guess what I'm looking for people out there to start the show, and we have a lot going on. We'll get you up to date on that. Mm-hmm. But are you really watching less football? See, here's where I think a lot of the ratings declines come from, and I call BS on this whole narrative that the league, they're in decline, and people aren't watching because of, I don't watch the NFL because of the head injuries and the helmet rule and everything else. I call BS on all that. I just think that people are watching less and less TV in 2018, A, and B, they're watching it less in the conventional way. I watch a lot of stuff on my phone or my iPad. I don't need to be in front of the TV. Even with sports, I can watch Red Zone on my iPad and have one of the games up on the TV.
Yep.
So, I mean, I call BS. I would love to hear people what your viewing habits are in the NFL and just in general, if you love the NFL more than you ever have before, or you really are down on it for various reasons or whatever the reason is. I've never loved football more than I do right now. I like where the league is. I like where the league's headed.
Yeah.
And the NBA, Oh, everybody loves the NBA? Here's the problem with the NBA. How many teams can win the championship next year?
Two, maybe three? Maybe three.
Maybe?
Yeah. I would say Golden State, Boston, and Houston.
How many teams can win the NFL, the Super Bowl this year?
12, 13, 14.
Eagles proved that last year.
Yep.
I mean, that's what makes it so great. That's one of the reasons makes the NFL so great.
And I'm an NBA fan. I love the NBA.
I'm more of a Sixer fan than an NBA fan.
Oh, I'm an NBA fan. I love the NBA. The NBA is great because it gets me through the week to football, to the weekend. And then when football season is over with, the NBA is there for me, and my sports thirst is there to entertain me in the winter months heading into the spring.
I'll watch TNT. I'll watch that game. I'll watch an ESPN game March, April. That's when I really start getting
right
and starting to follow the NBA. It becomes like, all right, football's over with. I had the month buffer where I'm catching up on life. Now I'm bored, and what do you got? But I don't do that until midway through or quarter of the way through the next year.
It's only a couple teams. Obviously, we're here with the Sixers, so we're going to watch every game. But Golden State is a team I love watching. Just love watching how they play, the way they play the game, move the ball. They are the epitome of what today's NBA is all about. Fun. They're great.
Yeah, they are.
So I love watching them play. You know, it's different than some of the other teams that were good teams that won, and you knew they won because they were good. But Golden State plays a brand of basketball that you want to teach all your kids to play, which is moving the ball, sharing, cutting.
Well, it's the NBA in 2018. Yeah. That is the model for
being
what you want.
Shoot, yeah. So I'll watch them anytime they're on. But other than that, you know, we're going to all check out LeBron in L.A. first couple times until we realize just watching LeBron play is the same as watching LeBron play anywhere.
Yeah, I have little interest.
We've watched LeBron play for 16 years. Yeah, it's no different.
Here's the other thing. In the NFL, if you're talking like tonight's game, Thursday night game, you have the Ravens against the Bengals. I because of fantasy football and because I'm such an NFL fan, I'm looking forward to seeing these teams. I like Cincinnati's skill guys. I like to watch them lose too. You know, I like to watch Andy Dalton fail. And Baltimore's about as boring as you can find, right? But yet, I'm looking forward to going home and watching the game. You can't say that about an NBA. Like, no one's looking forward to watching the seventh seed in the East against a team that may not be in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
But that's the NBA. The NFL, it's almost like any game, even the Dick Stockton game, I want to watch.
This game is the so-called worst of the product.
It is.
The Thursday night game.
Yeah, it definitely
is. This is the worst of the product because of where it falls.
Yeah.
But this will be a good game tonight. They got good skill position players.
Yeah, it'll be a good
game. I got a couple of them going tonight in fantasy football.
Who you got?
Well, I got Crabtree. And Collins going tonight.
Ah, yeah. All right. Yeah, I got you. I got Mixon
and John Ross.
I drafted John Ross. Yeah,
I got John Ross
with the last pick of a draft.
Yeah, I picked him up.
888-729-9494. Tell me that you watch football less right now, or tell me you watch football less because you enjoy it less. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between, well, I own my own business and I can't watch the same amount that I used to.
Right.
But tell me that you honestly watch it because when you tune in, you're like, I don't enjoy it. There's too many flags. All this stuff about too many flags and the helmet rule and it's for wimps.
It's not a good enough to get me to stop watching. There are too many flags, but it's still not enough to get me to stop watching.
It's annoying, but then you just yell at the ref, and you get mad at the ref, and you rip them, and that's fun, too.
Exactly.
Ben, do you watch more or less football now than, let's even say, 10 years ago?
I think I'm in your camp. I watch just a little bit less, but I don't watch any other TV. So it has more to do with other things being available than football.
Right. Yeah, because I'll agree with, like, the Thursday night game, I very rarely can stay up for that entire game.
Right. I might not even see the whole game. Yeah. I might not even see the whole game tonight.
Monday night.
Yeah.
A lot depends
Same
on the matchup.
Thing. Yep.
Depends what I'm doing. But a lot of times, halftime, I'm struggling to keep my eyes open.
I'm going to start off watching the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.